I enjoy doing things that are different. Well, one of my theories is you never know what you're good at and what you're not good at unless you try something. And so I'm always open to new things. In this particular case, my first instinct was, that's probably not my sweet spot, but I'm going to go down to the big Barnes and Noble in Portland, and I'm going to watch the people that come into the graphic novel section, which I did, and prayed for them as they came in the door for an hour, and watched a lot of tattooed and facial pierced people come in, which is fine, good. I'm so glad that they're reading anything, but I sure would love to give them the gospel to read. I sure would love them to, in a town that's sort of notorious for not being gospel-centered, let's put it that way, and people being unchurched and, in fact, very anti-church. I'm thinking, how many of my books, how many of my conventional books, fiction or nonfiction, would these kids be open to reading? And the answer is virtually none. And I thought, I want to write something that they would pick up and read through. Now, that's a tall order, but I'm absolutely convinced it will happen with this book because I think the art is so good. It's so high quality that I think it's just going to compel them. And hopefully it's at least a decent story that will hold their interest. And in the meantime, they get the truth about Jesus Christ. And you know, you think about Jesus, if you get it right about Jesus, you can afford to get some things wrong. But if you get it wrong about Jesus, all those other things that you got right, what are they going to count? So let's get it right about Jesus. And that's essentially what I'm trying to do is the Jesus that you meet on the pages of this book, I believe, is the real Jesus because it's drawn from God's Word.